Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
The Chicago Police Department is addressing an uptick in carjackings in 2020 with a plan to combat them. CPD is also describing who is committing the brazen crimes and how they're pulling them off. WBBM's Brandon Eisen at the anchor desk with the story.
Commander Jill Stevens of the 18th District on the North Side, where a rash of recent carjackings have occurred, said in a press conference on social media that she has been promised more resources to prevent and investigate carjackings. Additional officers and intelligence resources that include helicopters and decoy vehicles driven by officers are to be immediately deployed. CPD First Deputy Superintendent Anthony Riccio says the carjacking offenders are often younger. He adds that there is a difference between juvenile delinquency and somebody committing an armed car robbery. Cameras monitored by police and private cameras blanket the city, so CPD says there is a good chance any incident will be caught on tape for investigation and prosecution. A recent carjacking on the near north side happened when the offender rear-ended a vehicle before it was stolen, when the driver got out to exchange insurance information. Brandon Eisen, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Meantime, Chicago Interim Police Superintendent Charlie Beck today described a special element of the new strategy underway to deal with crime and violence on the CTA.
The police, the mayor, and the CTA had been working on plans for added police on the CTA before Monday's incident, the shooting in the tunnel connecting the red line and blue lines at Jackson that left one dead and two wounded. Now, Interim Superintendent Charlie Beck says some elements are in place.
We're going to be putting additional resources onto the train lines, additional police resources onto the train lines, including SWAT officers. Not SWAT officers in full tactical gear, but SWAT officers that are the best and the brightest of my police officers to make sure the trains are safe.
Beck says they'll be discussing the strategy and other elements next week. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Mayor Lightfoot plans to spend $11 million on anti-violence initiatives in Chicago. She says part of the plan is expanding the Choose to Change program.
Year-round programming delivered by youth advocate programs for more than 2,000 students at the highest risk of gun violence involvement. Participants will receive individualized mentoring and group-based trauma-informed therapy, field trips to explore this incredible city, community service projects, and a variety of recreational opportunities.
And the mayor says one previous participant in the program said it took him out of dark places and put his life on track, getting him off the streets, helping him to graduate from high school, find work, and go to trade school. An 80-year-old woman who was missing for 4 hours from her assisted living facility in Deer Park is safe after she was recognized by Alert Store employees and a customer.
It was a few minutes before 10 in the morning when Banana Republic manager Susan Rayner saw a woman waiting outside the Deer Park store.
So when I opened the door, she came in. And she said she was waiting for her daughter to come and go shopping with her.
Rayner says a customer came in and said she recognized the woman from an alert on social media. And so Rayner called 911 while sales associate Leslie Medina, who happens to be a certified nurse's assistant, tried to keep her calm.
So I was just saying, like, oh, would you like me to call your daughter. Would you like to get on the phone with her? That's like what calmed her down a bit.
But the 80-year-old woman walked out of the store anyway. Medina, without a coat on, ran after her. Soon, sheriff's deputies arrived to intercept her. Steve Miller, News Radio 105.9 FM.
There are court appearances this afternoon for five people charged with stealing clothes from a store on the Gold Coast. According to police, two boys ages 15 and 16 and two 18-year-old men face felony retail theft charges after allegedly running into the H&M store in the 800 block of North Michigan Avenue. Police say the group then fled into the CTA Red Line tunnel where they were eventually caught. Just an hour later, the Louis Vuitton in the 900 block of North Michigan Avenue was robbed. Chicago police have said the two incidents are unrelated.
Evanston Police Chief Demetrius Cook is apologetically owning up to letting himself get tripped up by technology. He says he accidentally posted to Snapchat this week about 30 mugshots that were part of an investigation and at least one man's apparent HIV status, and apologized to the men involved. He says he uses the Snapchat camera to take and store photos on his phone, but didn't realize they could be made public so easily.
A Hobart, Indiana couple faces a number of felony charges accused of driving twin brothers who were on their bikes off a road and threatening them. The boys had pro-Trump flags attached to their bikes, but reports do not specify a motive. Snapchat videos helped officers secure the charges against the two in connection with that incident that happened late in July.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.